Good morning, Southern California, and welcome. If you're food obsessed, you've come to the right place. Join us for the next 2 hours, and you won't go away hungry. One of the first American culinary icons, Julia Child, said, "People who love to eat are always the best people." We agree. Live from the AM 830 KLAA studios at Angel Stadium in Anaheim, the SoCal Restaurant Show is on the air.
And welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Ducks hockey and Angels baseball. And the poor Quacks, they lost a tough one last night in overtime, but as Aaron and Technical Excellence explained to me, they still got a point, so it's not all bad, and they play the Washington Capitals on Monday. So there is your Ducks report. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. Happy to be here, particularly as we're now kind of in full swing in the holiday season and all the festivities therein, which definitely is fun and a good time of the year. I am Andy Harris, again, the executive producer and co-host of the show. My esteemed colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl, the founder of the Slapfish Restaurant Group, and also Two Birds in Irvine's Trade Food Hall. And for you pizza aficionados out there, let's not forget Big Parm, which is in the mess hall in Tustin, and the full-service Raw by Slapfish, located right next door to the original Fast Casual Slapfish on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach. Hopefully, will be joining us a little later in the show for his usual Ask the Chef segment. The reason that I say that is believe it or not, Chef Andrew has been in Indianapolis for the last couple days. There is an opening of the first real sit-down Raw by Slapfish full-service restaurant. 200 seats, full liquor license, and again, table service. And Chef Andrew, for the opening, has been acting as the on-site executive chef and also washing pots when need be, because the labor shortage that we see in both the front and the back of the house here in Southern California is unfortunately not unique to Southern California right now. And Chef Andrew may be a very experienced executive chef with a lot of fine dining background, but he's not afraid to roll up his sleeves and do what needs to be done. And if that's spending some time in the dish pit, that will happen. Again, we appreciate you tuning in. Do keep up with us on social media. We're on all the platforms, a lot of good information there that connects Saturdays and just enhances what we talk about here on the show. We try to bring a visual element in addition to all of the audio editorial that you hear. So website's easy at SoCalRestaurantShow.com. Facebook is SoCal Restaurant Show. Send us a tweet if you like, and many of you do, at SoCal Restaurant. And as we love to say, for the very best in provocative food imagery, Instagram too, at SoCal Restaurant Show. And you'll be wanting to pay particular attention to our Instagram feed, at SoCal Restaurant Show, at about 11:45 a.m. this morning, because we have a wonderful contest that we are embarking on this morning, which I'll explain some of the details in a moment. But at 11:45, you will get all of the details about how to enter and also enter through our Instagram feed. And of course, we're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. And one of the reasons that you want to be looking at our Instagram feed right now at SoCal Restaurant Show is you will see a wonderful image of some of the pastries and baked goods that are available at the patisserie at the Hall Global Eatery at South Coast Plaza. This is Chef Amar Santana's venture, his newest venture, in collaboration with his director of operations, Ahmed Labote. And the reason that I mention that is both Chef Amar, who, gosh, we haven't actually talked to in about a year, a little less than that. It's when the Hall Global Eatery reopened, and Amar was on to talk about what they were serving under that big umbrella of the Hall Global Eatery, because there's several concepts under one roof there. And Amar will be on this morning to brief us with holiday happenings at all his restaurants, including the Hall Global Eatery. And we will also have Ahmed on, amplifying all of that, because, again, a lot happening at his restaurants over the holidays, that being the Hall Global Eatery in South Coast Plaza, Vaca, which is his Spanish steakhouse, which is across the street from South Coast Plaza, and the original restaurant that Chef Amar and Ahmed did on their own a few years back, Broadway by Amar Santana. And there's news there. They have done some refreshing there for the holidays, a little revamp in the dining room, and also remodeled the kitchen. So Chef Amar will be telling us all about that. Now, what you want to be paying attention to later in the show in Chef Andrew Gruhl's Ask the Chef segment at 11:45 a.m., we have a wonderful contest going. And our good friends at West Coast Prime Meats, who are known for providing prime beef and every other protein imaginable to the best restaurants, hotels, and food service outlets in Southern California, Palm Springs, and also Las Vegas, and also Hawaii, have put together an incredible gift package for us to give away to one savvy listener. And here's what the gift package is. This is all USDA prime steaks. So, 2 8-ounce fillets, 2 14-ounce ribeye steaks, and 2 prime 12-ounce New York steaks. I would say that's a wow. And what our contest is, and again, you can't enter till 11:45 a.m. this morning, and you need to enter through our Instagram feed. But what the contest is for Chef Andrew Gruhl's regular Ask the Chef segment. We are asking our listeners to come up with a good holiday cooking question for Chef Andrew. And if you enter in the appropriate way through our Instagram feed, and the deadline for that question will be 11:59 a.m., actually 11:59 p.m. this Wednesday evening. If your question is answered on air next Saturday morning by Chef Andrew in his Ask the Chef segment, you will be the recipient of this incredible package of prime steaks from West Coast Prime Meats. And again, this is all USDA prime beef. You can't get any better than that. It is fillets, ribeyes, and New York steaks. So I would say that's a wow. And again, all the details coming at 11:45 a.m. this morning, but really easy to win. You just need to come up with a very good question, holiday cooking question for Chef Andrew, a professional chef with a lot of fine dining experience, to answer in his Ask the Chef segment next Saturday morning at 11:45 a.m. And if your question is answered and answered by Chef Andrew on the show, you are this winner of this incredible steak package that will actually be delivered by West Coast Prime Meats in their refrigerated truck. So we're kind of excited about that. Now, really quickly, in terms of the rest of the show, we're talking with Chef Melissa Ortiz of Rose Park Roasters, an incredible pop-up in Long Beach, very personal, that you want to hear about. We'll also be previewing the Long Beach International Tamales Festival, which is tomorrow in Long Beach, with Executive Chef Haley Nguyen, who is the head of the Culinary Arts Program at Long Beach City College. And Haley is one of the judges of the Homemade Tamale Contest, as well as her students have tamale entries that are there. Then, a little insider, our social media coordinator and website designer, Adam Bell, has been doing some traveling recently. He was in Florida. He flew. He stayed in a former luxury hotel that is really not delivering the goods right now. And for our listeners that are going to be doing holiday traveling, he's going to give you some tips about the state of travel right now and also some good restaurants in Miami where he was. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we come back, it's Chef Melissa Ortiz of Rose Park Roasters in Long Beach. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.